Thank you for calling customer service. This is Riley. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Jean Webb. I just got an email that an order for a Vibe Pods and a Vibe, I guess, wristwatch or whatever has been shipped and on the way. That was canceled that day. So if they're sending it, that's not my problem. That's yours.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
80816.
And your first and last name?
Jean Webb.
The Vibe Watch was canceled, but the Vibe Pods had already been shipped.
Well, I canceled everything the day I realized, the day that this was supposed to have been a free trial or a free watch, whatever. And then when I got the email saying everything was confirmed and I saw the earbuds on there, that was an additional $5.97. I said, I want everything canceled.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
She did it. So if the earbuds are coming, I don't know what you want me to do with them, but I'm not paying to send them back. And I did. I canceled that order. I do not want any of that stuff, especially after I found out that everything was only for 14-day free trial, and then they were going to charge me 50-some bucks a month or 50-some bucks for the whatever it was. I don't need any of that. So you need to take care of it, either get it back or figure out what you're going to do, but I do not want that stuff. And
yes,
I told
ma'am.
That day. The day of the order.
So what you'll need to do is as soon as that package comes in, don't open it. And I'm going to give you an RMA number, and you'll just write that number on the package and send it back.
Okay. More work for me to do. Somebody there screwed up. What's the RMA number?
180.
180.
E as in Edward.
E.
A as in apple.
A.
80.
80.
D as in David.
D.
C as in Charlie.
C.
64. C as in Charlie.
64 and what?
C as in Charlie, yes.
Okay. So I can just write that on there and put it back in the mail?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.